Psycho Man. Checking 1 2. 1 2.
I gotta tell you, man, that was the most annoying sound last podcast.
That one is great. I love that one.
That's my favorite. That's like, I feel like I don't need anything else, but just give me a giant tugboat button. I don't need all these little ones.
He just needs one sound.
Give me one button, a tugboat button, and I'm in. That's it.
I had to change that to his mom's ringtone. Because when I set her phone up and did the voicemail, I also made that a ringtone.
Do that to her. You know, she can't handle it.
Because she's like, because her phone went off. It did something tonight. It made a weird noise. She goes, I don't know what he does to my phone, but I hate it.
This way she can hear us when we fucking call her.
Now, is my ringtone still the scream?
Yeah, I got all of our sounds from here on there.
You got hit. Is the monkey sound?
Yes.
And what's yours? Yours is the laugh?
Mine's the, she has the original laugh.
She does.
I downloaded the app on her phone, and it's different than the app on my phone.
Oh, no
and
way.
It's got, and her the app has got my original laugh.
Oh, really?
And I can't find it on here.
But wait a minute. That's an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
That's why.
Mom's got a Droid.
Right.
But the app is the same.
Oh, maybe. Oh,
but
that's
weird. They didn't put the sound in here. They didn't put the laugh in here.
That's crazy. All right.
So.
We got to do something. Tip ticks from Uncle Frank.
With that in the background. That's that would have been, if you can, were you recording that?
Yeah, it's all recorded.
You could just take that whole thing and cut it out. It was perfect. We did the harmony. We did the fucking sirens. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Don't fix it. It's not broken.
No, we'll come in here. We'll just do that. Uncle, when you've got the, you don't have the harmonizer anymore, do you?
No. That's
cool.
So creepy.
And that was very creepy.
Whatever that was, don't ever play it again.
Who's in the house tonight, boys and girls?
DJ Teddy in the house.
DJ Assless Chaps over here. With yeah.
Touchdown.
All right.
All right. We should have an episode where we don't say anything.
Just sound effects.
And we just do sound effects. 2 hours of just blowing people's minds.
Everybody would hate us so much. It would be great.
You know that?
All right.
Good day, everybody, boys and girls. Welcome to the Motorcycle Man Podcast. This is episode 193. Getting ever closer to that 200 mark. We'd like to welcome you all to the V-Twin Cafe. And I am Ted, your host.
I don't know.
I almost spit my freaking water out.
And we're here in the V-Twin Cafe in sunny downtown Cranford, New Jersey. We'll get to that in a second. And I am here with Tim Buck 2, of course.
Get the fuck up!
No, that's not him. And of course we're here with Chris the Joker. Actually, Rusty Nipples? Are we calling you Rusty Nipples now?
Why you no hands friends?
And of course we're here with Justin Shoes.
Shut the fuck up.
Gentlemen, here we are in the sunny downtown Cranford, New Jersey, where it's always 72 and sunny, except when it's raining like a typhoon and the temperature drops 20 degrees in an hour.
This summer. Yes, it started off very nice this morning and turned to shit.
Very quickly.
Just cold tonight, that's going back up into the 60s tomorrow.
Very quickly.
But you know what? Tim and I were talking about this earlier. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, the temperature is going to be 40 degrees with a wind chill that will be below 30. I'm not riding my bike tomorrow.
I am.
Are you serious? What time are you going to work?
I always have is my fucking hands.
What time are you going to work?
I leave my house around 7:45.
Quarter to eight. Well, you'll be up around 45 by 8:30.
Yeah, if I'm well, when I'm on the bike, I get there.
I could ride. I shouldn't say that. I could ride tomorrow. I just got to put the the heavy jeans and the chaps on and heated socks.
Justin, have you ridden to work yet?
Yeah. In fact, I rode basically all weekend.
You got a crazy week going to work, just like I do, because I got to deal with 22 and 287. You got to take the fucking.
I think his commute's got to be worse than yours.
I don't even want to talk about my commute this morning. So, as much as I don't want to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it. So, lately they've been doing construction.
Oh, great!
Which has completely thrown off my already dicey commute as it was. So I'm sick of getting on the parkway to find out that it's just completely whacked. So what I started doing was I've started checking the weather as soon as I – the weather. I can't think.
Traffic?
I started checking the traffic. I put it in my GPS because it does real time, and it basically lets me know how long it's supposed to take me to get to work, right? And then what I've decided is, okay, now what time do I have to leave or which route do I go? So today – I plug in going to work, and it basically just completely eliminates the parkway as an option. It's
so
like you can go all the way out and then come back to 80 West or 80 East, or I can take the turnpike up. No option was shorter than like 50 minutes.
Wow.
Really?
Parkway wasn't even an option. Parkway would have been well over an hour to go 25 miles.
You know, you ride the shoulder. Or you
yeah.
Know.
Well, so today I drove for two reasons. One, I spent the whole weekend riding in the rain. I rode Friday, Saturday, Sunday, each day in the rain. So I decided maybe today, since I'm going this whacked out way that I don't normally go, between the fact that it was raining both morning and night.
Plus, you want to be wet at work.
Why were you riding in the rain?
I didn't. Well,
you didn't start out riding in the rain. It just happened.
I'm a lot more okay with riding in the rain mm-hmm. when I'm not on my way to work. That's kind of my biggest thing.
Because I got caught in the rain on Friday when I came home.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was out riding all day on Friday, and then I just happened to be out when it was raining, so I stayed out.
I was in the rain when I got off. So.
Yeah.
But having the full face really is
nice. Isn't that nice, though, having the full face helmet, man?
I'm still liking it.
Yeah, mine fogs up too. So.
It was great. It was great in the rain.
Actually, no. Saturday I was wiped out. I didn't go out right. I'm sorry, I lied. I rode Friday and Sunday in the rain.
You know, I liked the full face.
Saturday was beautiful.
I like it for cold weather. I was just thinking,
Saturday
in the rain.
I went to bed.
The rain and the cold weather. I like the full face. Yeah,
it's great.
But when it was nice out, like when we went riding the other day, I couldn't wear the full face like that.
No,
yesterday, me and Danielle went out, and she was like, "What do you want to do?" And I was like, "I want to take the bike." And she was like, "Is it nice out?" And I was like, "Yeah." I mean, it was overcast, but it was all right. And the we got out, and like, no sooner did we get out, and it started raining.
Right. Yeah, it's my cars.
And I'm like,
I got out late yesterday too, like 3 o'clock. As soon as I got on my bike, I started feeling raindrops.
And she's like, "I thought it wasn't supposed to rain." And I was like, "Yeah, it's probably just like a passing shower." And then it gets harder. it's gotta be like a blip on the radar. It can't be anything big.
It's a blip that lasted an hour and a half.
Rain, yeah. Well, so whatever.
Wow.
But that's the thing. I don't like getting
still
wet.
Talking to you now.
Yeah.
Did she listen to last episode?
The spot that I showed her that specific spot. I made sure I showed it to her.
All right.
But I don't know what I was gonna say.
He's zoned out. Yeah.
Tim, did you ride?
We went riding on Saturday, Chris and I.
Yeah.
Very nice.
How do you like the bike now? Tell us about it.
It's nice. It's nice to be able to flat foot, for one.
Yeah. That raises the confidence level.
Yes. And I have to get used to the fact that taking sharp turns, I do hit the...
You do scrape things.
I do scrape things.
So yeah, that's okay.
That'll shock you if you're not ready for it.
Did you scrape the right side? Did you scrape
left
your part? Oh, just left.
Left. Yeah.
So. Okay. Wow. All
not
right.
I was a little more conscious of it, but not trying to be, but I was.
I'm sure everybody's done that.
Yes.
And the first time you do it, it kind of like,
Exactly.
I know. That's the first time I did that. I was like, oh, my God.
And
you've done it, I suppose.
I do it all the time.
Oh, yeah. So
my things are scraped on.
Oh, dude.
Chris wants to get the sparklers.
Yeah, I want to get the, they have sparkler things you put on the bottom. So when you do that.
Yeah.
You get different colors, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are we doing this?
What?
Are we doing that?
Yeah, I'd like to get them. Eventually, I'll get them.
Okay.
Because I do that all the time because I'm so used to my bike now, and it's so easy for me to handle that I take really lean turns sometimes, and I'm always scraping sides.
He's shaking his
head. I have scrapes on my engine guard.
What?
You know the mounts under the floorboard?
Yeah.
That mount the floorboard?
Yeah.
I've shaved that down.
Wow. You do know at some point you have to stop, right?
The bottom of my primary is shaved.
What? Yeah. Get out of here. Seriously?
Seriously. If you...
So that means your footboard's got to be folding up.
If you ran your hand off of along the side, I've literally had this conversation with people like when I'm at work, and they're like, "Ah, bullshit." I'm like, "Take a walk," and they walk out and they'll like run their hands and be like, "Oh my god!" Now,
so
a couple of those times were not as intentional as I wanted them to be. Like a couple of those times, like the first time that I grabbed under my floorboard, I was coming back up a street and I had this like backwards turn that I had to make.
Yeah.
And it came up a lot sooner than I was anticipating. So I was doing probably 45, 50. And all of a sudden I was like, oh shit, that's the turn. And I literally just like dropped the bars and tried to swing this turn. And when I did, it basically grabbed the bottom under that floorboard. And I mean, sparking like hell, but I mean, it grabbed so hard that you felt it like actually pulling the bike down into the ground. And so, obviously, I didn't want to keep going. So, like, it grabbed, and I was like already coming around a turn. So, I basically had to stand the bike back up. But it was just, I just took it way too fast. That wasn't a good idea.
So, you made a Ted turn, is what you did.
I have never done
that. Oh, we got it right there! Right there! Right there! Right there!
We're supposed to turn right here!
Right. You see, I've done that once, and I'm plagued
forever,
for the rest of my life. I did that once.
Yeah, right. Now you're actually going to say you've only been on dirt roads once.
Okay, so there's the 3-4 times. I get that. That's all right. I get it. Yeah.
But yeah, no, next time I'll show you on the bike. You'll be like, how the fuck did you scrape that?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Maybe you might want to consider maybe getting a bike with a taller ground clearance.
Well, so here's part
of it. You're just getting you get comfortable. I mean, right?
At some point,
you're getting, you know how to maneuver your bike now. So now what was sketchy to you at one time,
yeah.
Like I take turns, lean sometimes, and I'm like, damn.
Right. But, you know, at some point, you're going to scrape your primary, and you don't have a lot. The fluid's going to start coming out of that.
Well, I try not to scrape my primary that often, but my Softail that I had before this Road King, the way the pipes came out, my bottom pipe used to have the pipe came out, and then the end kind of kicked down.
Yeah.
I shaved that completely off. There was the top. The two pipes came out like this and it kicked down.
Yeah, and they dipped down, right.
The only one that was left was the top one. It was like flat, pointed to it. Every time I used to make those turns, just shh. It was crazy. People would be riding behind me and they'd slow down not knowing what was happening because they'd see sparks coming when I would take the turns. I used to ride that thing. People, like, I talked to my friends who have, like, sport bikes. They're like, oh, well, you can't lean. No, you can't do it. I'm like, bullshit. I'm like, let's go out. I was like, I can't do 180 miles an hour, but pretty much everything else I can. I bet your ass.
You know, so when we do a motorcycle man ride, we got to get this guy on, and he's got to be in front because I got to see this shit.
I'll ride the piss out of
I'll have my camera on. We'll watch the whole damn thing.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I went out yesterday.
Nice.
I couldn't go Saturday. I was doing yard work. So, but... went out yesterday and I did the Pine Barrens loop, a short one that is. And
like
you could, yeah, I stopped at Lucille's Country Cooking.
Oh, I like that place.
That's yeah, cool. They had their Jersey Devil T-shirts on sale. It was really nice, actually. It had no rain whatsoever. It was really, really nice.
Yeah, it got
what a
it
great
was,
ride,
like,
man.
Spitty up here.
Well, I was at the wedding, so I really don't know what was going on.
After like three, like I didn't get out. I was just fucking no motivation.
I saw
but Saturday was the day to go.
I got out. I got out like
you
3-4
rode
o'clock.
Saturday and did your whole.
Well, because
Saturday, my big ride that day was you too, because just that day I just
You're right. Sometimes you don't feel it. You want to ride.
Not motivated at all.
Now, have you started wearing your beanie helmet yet?
We wore it Saturday.
Yeah. I wear it all the
now,
time.
Now, what did you wear when you rode?
I wore my half helmet.
You wore your helmet, half helmet?
Why?
I haven't. I don't know, because I have yet to wear the half helmet.
Why? It's been nice out. Warm.
I wear the full helmet because I got the comm unit on the helmet, and I like to have that.
Yeah, like I said, I do like to fly face now for cold and rainy weather.
Huh? See, the full helmet for me, is after a while, it starts to wear on my neck because it does pull your head back, and I'm already tense as it is, so now...
Well, I don't know.
I am getting muscle pains in my neck,
happened to me last week when I got on 287.
But you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The wind hitting your head.
When I got on 287, it was a little breezy that day, and I cracked the bike. It hit like 90, 95 miles an hour just because it was straight away. All the cars were out of the way. And my head, if you were behind me, it looked like this.
Bobblehead,
yeah. Yeah. That's what happens when you don't have a windshield, you know? Now, when you're riding, you run the... what kind of helmet do you have?
Sorry, it's been too long without a sound.
I know. You guys are slacking off.
We're actually having a conversation.
Imagine that.
We're actually talking on the podcast. Music. Yeah. I have, well, I own a half and a three-quarter.
Come over here. Dan's here, baby.
Don't forget, we have drink specials tonight.
Tip your bartenders, folks. Hot dog special.
Yeah, you got a half helmet, right?
Yeah, I ride a half helmet all year long. I own a three-quarter.
Does anybody wear three-quarters of them?
Well,
that's a total rhetorical question.
It's comfortable, and I liked it. The thing is, I love that I can put my half helmet in my saddlebags and walk away from the bike.
Right.
I've had helmets stolen off my bike.
Have you really?
I remember that at the dive that night. Yeah. You went out and bye-bye.
Yep, see ya.
Somebody walked away with the helmet.
I feel funny. I don't like... I think I would wear my... Like, if I had a tour pack and I could just throw my three-quarter in it, I'd probably wear it more. I bought it when I went and did that thing in Vegas at the track.
Right.
Because I knew that not every bike that I rode was going to have either a fairing or a windshield.
Yeah.
And with glasses, with the ones that I have, they're... like Hubble telescopes, I can't fit any... I've never found anything that I can wear over them. So
right.
When I'm riding, the wind goes in my eyes. I can't do anything about it. So I have to have something... I have to have a helmet with a shield, which is the reason I bought the three-quarter was for that trip so I could actually enjoy it. So I knew I'd be riding bikes that had no wind protection. That was the only time I used it.
Yeah.
But like Danielle used it the other night when it was cold.
Yeah.
Because we were out riding, her ears were freezing. She was like, damn, my ears are killing me. So when we went out later that night, I was like, take the three-quarter. So she put the three-quarter on, and she was like, it was great.
That's all, you know, that a three-quarter is all I used to wear. That's all I used to wear.
That's what? It's like a float.
It doesn't have the chin guard. It just goes around and covers your ear, and that's it. Okay, it doesn't have the chin guard, but it's got the face shield. And what I like about the three-quarter...
It does or doesn't. Like, the one that I have, I took the face shield off. It's a snap-on.
Right, you can have... What I like about the three-quarter is you can wear your sunglasses... You can put, and it's no problem. You don't have to take your helmet off. Like with my full helmet, I can't have my sunglasses on and put the helmet on. I got to take the helmet, eyeglasses off. It's a nuisance thing. It's not a I can't wear a helmet thing. But I like the three-quarter. But then again, it doesn't protect your face if your face happen to go towards the pavement. You know,
I got hit in the face with a bumblebee last week.
Again. Did you really?
Again, hit him right in the fucking cheek.
Did it? No way.
Boy, that fucking hurt, man. I swear, like somebody, like I was riding, I was like, oh.
So you weren't wearing the full face helmet when that happened?
No. You don't have your little bzzz.
No. Oh, see?
Yeah, 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 damn it.
You guys aren't on it now. What's going on? So, anyway, so that's the things. That's what's been going on. And a little shout out to EJ Cooker, a Motorcycle Men listener. He bought a pair of Tobacco Motorwear riding jeans.
Oh, great, good.
So, Dave was quite happy about that, and so EJ got him. He likes him.
I should probably know this, and I shouldn't be asking this, quote unquote, on the air.
But
I hopefully it'll turn into a good plug for them. I was thinking about him the other day when I was riding.
Yeah.
Do they feel different than regular jeans?
They do.
They're
a little harder.
Yeah,
they do.
Hurts, but mom, you feel the toughness, the stiffness.
Yeah,
they're not really stiff. They're actually, to me, I think they're soft.
Well, now the jacket I got, the jacket shirt thing, whatever the fuck you call it.
That feels stiff.
That is stiff.
Stiff. Again, and that's one of those things where you have to wear it.
It's
a
like
lot.
They starch the shit out of it.
If you wash them, would they
you don't wash. You don't wash them. You don't wash them. You don't.
Really?
What if it actually gets ring?
Just
ring.
Well. You didn't throw it in the dryer, did you? If you wash it, don't throw it in
the
dryer.
A solid yes.
That's a solid yes. That thing is. No
I've never been so more. I've never been so sure of a yes as I have been with that right there.
That'll fit my dachshund.
Yeah.
You notice he hasn't been wearing it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't wash that thing. So I
what is it? It shrinks.
It probably will because it's like 100% cotton. I think.
Is that
no,
it?
No
is
wool.
It really? Wool. No, it's canvas.
I thought it was Kevlar.
It's a canvas. No, right, it is Kevlar, but it's a canvas. It's a
Kevlar
canvas
wool.
Yeah,
Kevlar.
It's a canvas.
They get
it's an interesting special sheep. Yeah.
Right, do me a favor.
Those
bulletproof sheep.
Well, let me ask you this, Chris.
Those bulletproof sheep.
When was the last time you tried it on? When was the last time it wore it?
Oh, like a couple weeks ago.
Well, you did.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Right.
It's just stiff as shit.
You got it's that thing. You got to wear it a lot, and then it'll
it's
just
like
soften
new
up.
Shoes.
Could
it's
you?
Oh, is that like the baseball thing? If I take it and fold it up,
and you run it over with the car.
You could. I
put
guess.
Put some oil on it.
Yeah. You could, I suppose you could. But I've had my jeans for.
I'll bring it next time. You see how nice it is.
I have
it's really
I've
cool.
I've had my jeans for like a year and a half now.
Could you just wear the jeans?
You can wear them anytime you want.
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm saying, like, it doesn't feel like you're wearing something that's
No, not at all. Stiff. Not at all. Not at all.
You could just wear them even if you weren't
absolutely.
Riding.
Oh, the jeans are not as stiff as the jacket?
No, not at all.
Are you wearing the other one?
Bring the jeans in next time. Just so I can, you know.
Yeah, I'm wearing absolutely.
One. How much are the jeans?
How are those?
Those are my favorite.
Special price for
I
us.
I love those.
So I'll give
it. I get another pair of those.
But retail? You want to know retail?
No, I'd love that, yeah.
All right, we'll go retail.
Yeah, the jacket shirt coat thing is really nice.
Because, you know, we got that special Motorcycle Man price.
And the interior
yeah, he charges us more.
See if you could get a picture of the inside of it, which I think is cool.
We cost him money at this point.
You know, oh, by the way, and I want to point this out. This is something very interesting.
Show him the one that I have.
You're not showing the one I have. I want you to see this. I want you to see this. We are tracking your link, and as of last week, you are the leading ambassadors of traffic to the Tobacco Motorwear website.
Really?
We are the leading.
We beat Facebook?
We beat them. We are
suck
the,
on that, Zuckerberg.
We are the leading tracking, right? More people have gone to Tobacco Motorwear because of us than anybody else.
That's awesome.
That's it?
Good.
All right. So
that's awesome.
I got to start posting their ads more. On my
not the black
if
ones.
If I could afford them, I would get them. I just can't.
Let me talk to Dave. We'll see what you got to give me.
Would you show the fucking goddamn jacket already?
Showing him the jeans first.
And
so
jeans
to see the jeans. All right. Yeah, Tim's internet is really slow. It's not my fault.
Don't blame
my
internet.
Oh my god.
You see? What is the retail on a website? $359. So, and their Kevlar jeans have the most Kevlar coverage of any gene out there.
Here's what I will say.
What's that?
Because everybody's going to go, like, $359. But it's like, you know what? You don't bat an eye when you buy a $700 leather jacket because you want to protect yourself.
Or a $1,000 helmet.
Exactly. Why skimp on your legs?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. They're going to hit the
ground
first.
You're exactly right. You'll buy a $700 helmet. You'll buy a $700 leather jacket. But then you're like, I'm not spending $300 on jeans. And then so you run around in your $10 jeans.
Your
exactly. And guess what?
Yeah.
They're going to be pulling that shit out of your skin.
Yeah.
In a right. fucking, yeah.
You're going to look good right. in your wheelchair yeah. from the waist up.
Yeah. Does he have boots, too?
No, I don't
I
think
have
so,
the
no.
black one.
You He's have got, that jacket, the riding shirt?
This is the riding shirt, yeah. Like I said, Chris said, it's stiff, but I don't wear it that often. I only wear it when I ride.
I call it a shirt jacket because it's really not
how
thin
is it,
like
how
a shirt.
Is it with the wind?
It's not thin. Oh,
the wind? Okay. Forget it. You don't feel it. It just doesn't go through it.
So is it technically windproof?
I think so. I mean, I feel like it is.
What does it say there?
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you, that for me would be a lot.
That would
you know
mean
what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you know Danielle has this jacket. It's a heated jacket, and it's windproof, and it's so thin and small. I mean, I could ball it up to this big. The freaking thing is so tiny, and for me to get that same wind protection, I'm wearing my big bulky leather jacket and a sweatshirt under it. I swear, when we go out and it's freezing cold out. She's got this tiny little thing on, and I've got this big shit, and it's like we get to where we're going, and I'm taking like 15 pounds of shit off.
Is it that Gore-Tex material?
No, it's...
I have my jacket.
Well, she's also
like
got you as protection, too, from
no,
the wind.
Yeah, I know, but she's particularly cold anyway. Like, she wears this thing anyway.
That's a woman thing.
That's
females. But I'm telling you, like...
Unless we talk to my wife, and that's the other way.
This thing's incredible. Mobile warming makes it.
Who said you can't wear one? Buy one for
yourself. No, I'm not
saying
you can't
wear one. This is a breathable...
I'm just saying that depending on...
canvas, so...
You know, if it kills two birds with one stone.
I tell you what, I
guess... Not that there's any shortage of
stones. I have worn this on a summer day, like when the temperature was in the 80s, this, and a short-sleeve shirt underneath it and just cruising around, and this stuff traps air inside. It will not let air through. They say it's breathable, like in sort of a way, but
was it hot though?
I found it was hot.
You were getting hot.
Yeah, I mean, this is
it's not a thin material.
When it's 50 degrees, you know, like that, perfect. It's perfect for that kind of temperature. But I, you know, on an 85 degree day, no.
See, it's not a thin material.
But the jeans is a different story. The jeans, you wear those things.
I'm bad when it comes to warm weather though, because I am like, I'm the last person that you want to talk to me about, like, being a safety guru. I'm getting better, though. I wear more shit now. So when I first started riding...
I know you're like me, because I just literally what you're wearing.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So, but I am getting better. So, like, when I first started riding, I was like everybody else, and it'd be 97 degrees, and I'm in, like, a leather jacket and gloves and all this other crap because it was brand new. And then as I got more and more uncomfortable, I started wearing less and less and less, and now...
He rides naked.
Like, now...
With the chaps.
Now I ride naked with my helmet. But no, but like now, like in the summer, I'll ride in jeans and a t-shirt. But what I've even started doing now, more than I ever used to, is I wear my gloves almost all the time.
I always
even if
gloves.
I'm wearing jeans and a
always.
T-shirt, now I wear like those mesh gloves.
Mm-hmm. That's what I wear.
I'm getting better at that. I don't always, but I'm trying to make more a habit because not that I want it to happen, but if something should happen, at least I'm protecting my hands.
Well, yeah. I think the jeans are just a good thing.
Now these right here, these are like a, they're canvas type of jeans. They're $269 for these, and these are also Kevlar lined. So this is a different than the selvaged denim.
Well,
this
here,
is a little different.
Here's the thing you got to think of. You only need one pair, you know,
and that's it. You're right.
One pair, and it'll last you for a long time, as long as you don't put on a lot of weight.
I mean, just look at
it. Tell you
not that I'm a clean freak, but I'm a little OCD. I always had a problem when the day you always say jeans, you're not supposed to wash them that much.
Right. Yeah, right.
I have a problem with that.
I wash my jeans all the time.
So do I.
I always found out, I can't
people, they say you're not supposed to wash your jeans. Like, I wash my jeans like once every 3 months. What?
Found out that, like, last year or whatever, that you're not supposed to wash jeans. I don't know how I've lived on the planet 30 years and
exactly.
only found that out. But somebody's like, oh, yeah, I've had pairs of jeans for 10 years. I've never washed them. Dude, if I never washed my jeans, I'd look like fucking Pigpen.
Yeah, exactly.
My jeans are so dirty.
It depends upon what you do, what
exactly.
you're doing in your daily life, you know?
But
for example,
you get a lot of material. I mean,
well,
you get a lot of shit.
They're like filters.
Of course, that's different, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, your clothes turn into like filters when you ride.
Yeah. The CEO
my
of
jeans
Levi's
stink.
Was on, I can't remember what show, but he was on and he says, I never wash my jeans. Maybe like once
a
year.
Because he's the CEO of Levi's.
Yeah,
so, right. Exactly.
If I had an international warehouse of jeans, I wouldn't wash them either.
Yeah, I'd throw them out every day. It was done.
I wash my. You know the reason why they say you don't, because what happens is it weakens the fabric and eventually they tear
apart.
I can
see that because
that's
I've had
why
my,
you don't.
The rips on some of my jeans are exactly caused by me washing them too much.
There you go.
Right.
You know, and I only wear it, like, if I sweat a lot, if I start sweating a lot, I will wash them.
But you see, the whole thing is if you get these riding jeans, use them from when you're riding, not wear them all the time.
No, see,
so you can
what
save
fun
them.
Fun is that?
But, huh?
Welcome to the Motorcycle Men Laundry Show.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to save them, they're
the jeans
expensive jeans. Why would you want to wear them out? Or
yeah, they're nice.
Huh?
I want to look nice for my mama.
So go get yourself a pair of Tobacco Motorwear jeans. Go to
Tobacco is their underling company. Tobacco.
Go to tobaccomotorwear.com.
They make
and
ball
get yourself
covers.
A pair of selvedge jeans.
Yes, Tobacco Motorwear.
Tell them use the special link that's on the Motorcycle Men website, because when you buy through that link, we get special money.
Do they get anything for them?
Yeah.
Is there any discounts for them?
Yeah.
That's important.
And
so
if you call
let the
them,
people know that.
If you call them up, if you call Tobacco Motorwear and you place your order, make sure you say that the Motorcycle Man sent you, and he'll take care of it. Right? It'll be all right.
It's awesome.
And then Tim will come over and wash your car.
In a new pair of Tobacco Motorwear jeans.
In a new pair of Tobacco Motorwear jeans. I'm going to be talking to Dave later this week, and we're going to discuss some things. But.
Cool.
We're streaming on Dacklin Radio. Don't forget that if you're up in the Adirondack Mountains, and you can also check this out on the internet. That's I like. Keep it going.
It's so perfect.
Motorcycle Men supports David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation, where all the money goes right to the people who are going through the trials and tribulations of cancer. So go to davidsdreamandbelieve.org and make your contribution there. Also, check out Viking Cycle for all types of leather and textile motorcycle clothing for men and women, even including shoes and boots and things like that, accessories. That's it. All right.
Very good.
And that was the commercial part of the show.
Very cool.
You know, I think that's a thing, man. That's a thing. I like that.
Yes, it is.
And here's I'm thinking about, I got to come up with some sort of a musical bumper to go behind that. And I was like, I got that.
There you go. You got it now.
Doug, we got it now. We're good. Yeah. All right. You know, as you know, we were doing the feature, let's get Tim a bike.
Not anymore.
Now, since we are not doing it. Before I get into that, I want to say one of our, as you recall, over Christmas we had the contests, and one of our winners got the Senna headgear set, right? And I inadvertently shipped off a Garmin cable to him instead of the Uclear cable. So,
nice.
So I, and he's like, just like, fuck, dude, what'd you do, man?
In
I'm
your
like,
bicycle.
Oh. So, perfect. Anyway, so the new cable's on his way, and I apologize for that. That was an error on my part. Okay, speaking of Uclear units, as you know, I've been using the Uclear Amp Plus system on my headset, on my helmet. And you guys, we couldn't pair the units for you guys.
Right.
It just wouldn't do it.
No.
Wouldn't work. So I'm charging up my unit over the weekend before I
unit giggity.
I was trying. Yeah. You know, it never fails that we always got to go that way. But I'm charging my unit, and I'm messing around. It's working. It's okay. It's on. I'm charging. Okay, let me do this. Blah blah. Blah, blah. And all of a sudden,
boing sound.
And right, boing.
And all of a sudden, it stops. And I'm like, okay. It burned out on me.
Are you kidding me?
It just totally fried itself.
Wow.
It was working, and then it stopped. Instead of
now, maybe, you keep that inside your full face, right?
Yeah.
Your full face.
And I'm not gonna. I won't keep it in my full face. I'll keep it in my half face. Not all of my face. It's not in all of my face. do you want to think about that for a moment?
Yeah, I do.
No, okay. So anyway, so yeah, so I ended up putting out the Senna SMH10 back on my helmet, and after some trials and tribulations, I finally configured it properly, and it actually sounds pretty good.
I would like to get the 20.
Yeah,
the Senna.
Yeah,
yeah. Because this way, I have the video as well.
Why what?
The 20 has video.
Oh, you want the 20S, I think it is. Not the 20S. Is the 20S? Which one is it? We can look it up. That's and the music, please.
We got to get GoPro is amazing. Do you hear that, guys?
What's it?
GoPro's amazing.
You forgot the music. What's wrong with you?
The new GoPro's amazing.
I don't know what that noise is I'm hearing behind that. What was it? Oh, that.
The sonar button on.
Tenc Pro.
Have they got a 30K now?
The 30K, yes, the newest one. That's been out for a while.
What is it? The Tenc is not now. Is that a video one?
Yes, yeah. The Tenc.
Go with that.
What do you have to do? You mount the helmet on the bike like that, and then it just turns around.
10C, there you go.
Wow, that's
buy
fancy.
Now. Let's see how much that is.
$350.
Hey, if I'm spending that much money, I'm going with GoPro.
Yeah, but GoPro doesn't. That's not communication.
How much is a GoPro?
That's this camera.
Yeah, but see, that's what Ted's saying. You can't communicate with anyone. You don't like to talk to anybody. Yeah. For me and Ted, we need this one.
How much is a GoPro?
Which one? The 7?
They have the
brand new one. Give me a rough idea. Badass looking.
What's that?
The video on the new one is fantastic.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Man.
Give me a rough idea.
Shit.
Just comparison
it's
to that.
Amazing.
I don't need an exact number.
Oh,
it's about the same price.
Is it about the same price?
Yeah.
Then go
the
with that one.
To, watch the video of it. The no shake. Guy on a fucking dirt bike fucking ripping it, man. Like fucking bang, bang, bang. And the picture's perfect.
Oh, really?
Like, wow.
Hero 7 Black.
Maybe it's up there. Look up. Look for your dirt bike one.
Dirt bike one. $350.
Hang on. Same price.
Right.
That's
but,
just
yeah,
a
but that
camera.
You can't talk through.
Right. No. This is just.
I've been wanting to get
all.
A GoPro for the bike though. For yeah. the long rides.
You know what? Look, I know a lot of people they like record their rides.
Yeah.
And shit, but here's the thing. I don't want this to come off wrong. Like people are like, really
it's got
to
come off wrong. It's okay. It's just go.
Somebody's going to send an angry email and be like, that guy's a fucking dick and he doesn't know what he's talking about. But
wait a minute. Hold on. Remember, you're the only one who makes us sound like we're not all retards. So
well, I'm getting ready to fuck that up.
Go ahead.
I can't. These people post these 45-minute videos, and I'm just fucking driving down the road. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Sit and watch this?
That is what you call unimaginative editing.
I'm just going to get on my own bike. No. Like, it's cool that you did it, but when are you going to go back? You're going to watch it? If you go for a ride, you're going to go back and be like, I'm going to watch this fucking thing.
Think about this.
It's just so unrealistic to me. It's like,
no
I'm going to spend $350, mount this fucking giant box to my helmet, and then I'm going to fucking ride around. I get it. Like, if you're in an accident or something, it's great.
That's what
whatever.
You need it for.
I get it.
He's been out to Utah. Time. Okay, yeah. I went on the GoPro channel. I have a GoPro channel on the PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
And I watched, no shit, over the wintertime, real cold time, I watched an hour and 20-minute ride in Utah, a guy to put on his motorcycle. And I swear to God, and I put it on the big screen, and I sat close to it. I felt like I was right.
How big of a joint did you smoke before you put it? You sat there for an hour and 20
he
minutes.
You handlebars and put it on the table.
Not solid, true. And yes, I was drinking.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's like, because that's what I always think about. Like, people, like, I'll go on rides, and somebody will be like, well, let me turn on my GoPro. And I'm like, all right, fine. But then it's like, what are you going to do? You're going to go home. I would never sit and watch it. If I recorded the ride, I'd be like, I just fucking did it. What am I going to do?
No,
watch it?
You're right.
And somebody else is going
to
watch it because what the fuck do they
care?
To put,
if you, like, say you wanted to make a GoPro channel, you could record your rides.
But you're thinking of only, you got to think about that one ride that something happened that you want evidence of.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if somebody does some dumb shit that hopefully gets caught on camera, then it's like, okay, cool.
Oh,
I get it.
I don't want the camera.
With my
that.
Luck, I get fucking rear-ended and all you'd see. Or I'd have the no shake, and they'd be like, that doesn't even look like he hit you. And I'm like, yeah, because I have no shake. And it wouldn't do me any good.
Well, I see, with some creative editing, any video, if it's regardless, for example, I used my camera yesterday when I rode. But I'm going to edit this thing down so it's maybe. I was out for almost 2 hours.
Some guy sitting at a red light picking his nose.
I was out for like 2 hours, and I'm not going to do a 2-hour video. No,
I would just record.
I'm going to edit that thing down in 15
minutes.
Make
it so just you're always riding.
And it's right, exactly. There's going to be highlights here and there. One of the interesting things about this ride yesterday, I'll spoil it. A little spoiler alert. One spot that I was driving, a bald eagle came out from the trees. Right over my head, about 20 feet above my head.
That's cool.
I didn't realize what it was until it turned its head and turned sideways. Big brown bird. It was an eagle. I saw the white head. I was, holy crap.
What, the other day?
Yesterday.
Oh, no shit.
I have never seen that in my life.
You got it on video. Awesome.
Got it on video.
That's awesome.
And that thing was freaking huge.
Imagine if you had a GoPro, you would have had 4K version of it.
I had my...
And it would have been steady.
How much is it 4K on the...
I wonder what the steady, the fucking no shake, if I attached it to my hand.
I know exactly where you're going. I know exactly where you're going. I know exactly where you're going with this.
No. Oh, my God.
Put that on a PlayStation YouTube channel.
Why are you painting that picture?
But the thing is, he had to do the visual graphic for
that,
us shake. Here.
That goes in his Craigslist ad.
What's, this? What's that snake head that keeps popping out?
Oh, he's dragging the poor snake.
Look at that,
Tim.
Rope. Oh!
Well, at least you wouldn't have to worry about editing it down for time.
Yeah. That is a 5-minute video, man.
That's even including cleanup.
Five, I'm giving you a lot of credit.
You're including cleanup.
Five of you've been drinking.
No, it's not 4K.
Well, the next 30K.
You needed something to save us.
The 31 might be.
I don't know. Well, this is just this 10C.
Does it tell you what the quality is?
It gets up to...
What is the 30K? Look at the 30K. Please look at the 30K.
Hang on a second. It's,
no.
You know, you get 1080p and 1440.
The HD one, video, the 1440.
Yeah.
That's the best version.
Yeah, it's QHD. So,
What does that mean?
It's a high quality. It's very high
quality.
Right,
but I'm saying it's better than when people start saying this 4K and I don't know what any of that means.
Super, super high
quality. Right, but I'm saying so. How does what he just read compare to that?
Okay, this way, 1080p is your high definition.
Right.
QHD is like super high. Well, then you have UHD, which is ultra high definition, and QHD is above that. So
I feel like, dude, I hate when people talk to me about technology. Because when they try and explain it to me, it just seems like bullshit. Like when somebody was like, I'm like
a lot of it to a certain extent.
I like the Craggalator video, don't you?
Yeah, because like I hate when I'm like, when somebody's like, because remember we talked about it and I was like, what's a terabyte? Actually gave me the best explanation that anybody's ever given me, but I was like trying to get a gauge on size. I'm like, they're like, well, it's just like. It's like a gig is like this or a terabyte. It's like a lot more than that. And I'm like, that didn't tell me fucking anything. I have no gauge on this stuff.
No, you would know the visual difference between, say,
I'm sure if I saw it, but when somebody says to me.
It would still look good. But if you saw a normal HD and then you saw it a 4K, you would, if no, side by side. You'd
so what's the difference between 4K
no,
and
the
QHD?
The 4K gives you deeper blacks, which makes the picture pop more.
Yeah, the picture's like really vibrant. And,
see, that's what happens.
It gives
you
like
the
depth.
Blacks,
you
they
can
get
see
the
pimples better.
I want you guys to know right now, all this talking that you're doing about all of this is just going to open up, or probably already has, a wave of emails that are going to come to me explaining fucking 4K.
Well, it's better than the lighthouse.
And we're going to send it all to Justin.
Welcome to the Motorcycle Men Laundry and Video Podcast.
Today we're going to teach you how to not clean your jeans. And purchase your next
30K
TV.
The 30K is just audio.
Yeah, so that's 30K the tip.
Just audio.
That's one of the many tips today.
Just audio. The Senna 30K is just audio.
Don't clean your jeans.
Buy 4K.
There,
20S Evo? Well, again, it's just audio.
Oh, really?
Get the GoPro with the anti-shake and masturbate.
The masturbator.
Not the GoPro. But you use it in
well,
the 10C
Pro. As long as you don't get a Senna and then try and masturbate, I'll be like, what the hell? All of a sudden you get something coming through your headset.
Yeah,
you know what?
If you want to join the two, if you want to join a Senna and a GoPro, then you're going to have high dish video.
High dish?
High dish. High def video and sound.
I can hear audio devices around the world shutting off right now.
You're like,
what is that guy saying?
Why you no has friend?
I wonder why.
Oh my God! Okay, we gotta move on here. Anyway, so actually,
this is what you'll hear if you get that thing while he's fucking doing his GoPro business through your Senna.
Well, let me tell you something. Okay, see, now Tim's laughing. Tim's laughing because he knows what I'm going to say. Every time we drove, when we were going to Americade, Chris, you remember?
Oh,
this?
Yes.
We go to Americade, and we're driving up. We're on the interstate thruway. Tim's got the microphone, and it's like right here by this.
And then over here.
Oh,
And that's not what we heard while we're riding.
It's like we had Darth Vader on the ride with us. Dude, how many times is it, Tim, you got to please adjust your microphone? And you go, will you guys shut up?
And then he adjusts it so far, and he's like, hey, guys, I need gas. You're like, what?
All right. As you
did
know,
we even have a topic today?
Well, we kind of. Oh my God.
I feel like we just completely jumped right off a cliff.
The thing to know about this podcast is it's derailed from the moment we say hello.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it. We used to do the feature "Get Tim a Bike," and as you know.
We got this sidetracked from that conversation.
From that. Yes.
That's where we were supposed to
go. That's where we were supposed to go. So, but now, since Tim's got a bike, now the new feature that we're good doing is where Tim should go.
Right. Just Tim. Nobody else. Right?
No, on your own, like when if you have like you have time, you go. So, one of the first places. Now, I don't know how long this feature is going to last. It might not even make it through this episode.
at the rate we're going, yeah.
We're going to send you, first thing, we're going to send you to Buttsville.
Buttsville.
Yes, we're going to send you to Buttsville.
Bring up the maps. Bring up maps. Google Maps.
And we're going to send you to Hot Dog Johnny's. That's pretty much what you get when you go to Hot Dog Johnny's. You go to Hot Dog Johnny's.
Oh, I've never been there. How come I can't go there?
Can I go? And you know where it is? This is where it is. Is just before the entrance to Old Mine Road.
Oh, really?
Yes. We bypassed it last time we went. We just went Route 80 all the way. If we had gone 46, well, back roads 240.
Road.
Well, if we took the back roads there.
Oh, Mine Road is the pile of shit. That will part.
Well, I'm talking about it's a highway 46. It's horrible.
Yeah, well, I know, but from like, well, I was just saying, if we took 31, like if we took the back roads like we do the Round Valley Loop, if we took those roads out and then took 31 north, we would have brought us right to where Hot Dog Johnny's.
Okay, and you're buying, right?
Sure. You say you want to go, we'll go. Hot Dog Johnny's, that's number one.
Okay, next.
Number two, I want you to take you to Clinton Road.
Ooh.
Ooh, see, Chris knows.
I've been there.
You know Clinton Road?
I've been there. I can't even tell you how many times.
Did you ever see the little boy?
Wait a minute.
Don't answer that.
Okay.
Have you seen the little boy?
Is it a little boy or a little girl that throws the money in? You throw the money in. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to come over the bridge.
Well,
yeah.
Tell the story. What's the
so, interestingly enough, story. So, yeah. Because we're...
Yo, would you like me to read it? Because
we're obviously getting way sidetracked.
That's
so,
okay. That's part of the show.
We used to go there all the time when we were in high school. And it got to the point where, like, we had gone there so many times that, like, this one time... We were getting ready to go, and I may be confusing stories, but I know we were going there one time because we were going to eventually go to the drive-in in Warwick and see a double feature. How you doing? But we went there, and we had two cars full of people. Now, if you remember, there's a couple stories that are associated with Clinton Road, right?
Yes.
So
I know the one with the...
The one is you see the Camaro, the bridge, right? You see the Camaro because of the turn where that car crashed and the guy died.
Yes.
So you're supposed to see the taillights. You throw the money over, and the money's supposed to come back over.
That's the
so
way.
There was two cars of us, and we stop at this bridge, right? And we all get out of the car, and my buddy's filming this. Now, this was back when I was in high school, so it's not even like you had phones that did that. You literally had, like, a camcorder thing with, like, the VHS tape in it. You know what I mean?
Way back when.
Yeah. So we're standing there, and we're filming this, and... We put the coin in the water. We hear a coin hit the ground. A fucking Camaro drives by. And then a crack of thunder, it starts downpouring. Everybody freaks out. We can't get to the cars fast enough. We went to watch the video when we got home, like a day or two later. And the video recording worked up until this shit happened. And then the video just went to, like, static.
Wow. That's supernatural shit.
It was weird. We had the whole thing, and my buddy's like, what the fuck happened? We're winding, going back, and it's like right up until everything's going to happen. Boom. Fucking things cut off.
Yep.
That wasn't the only weird thing that ever happened on that road, but that was by far the largest combination. So, I mean, there was other times where, like, you know, you'd be driving through and, like, you'd think you'd see some weird shit in the woods. I mean, we literally, we used to go there all the time. We'd park, fucking sometimes we'd walk around. But there was always weird shit. There's definitely something weird.
So, does Tim have to drive this at night?
I think.
No, no.
It makes it better.
What?
It makes it better.
Oh, yeah? All right, well.
Actually, we used to, like, truthfully, we used to like going during the day. Because you have more likelihood of seeing some weird shit than you do at night.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, so there you go, Tim. This is what we're going to do. We have to make a Clinton road trip. You up for that?
Sure.
And you have to lead the ride.
Me?
Yeah. Why not?
I might be able to get out of town. But if you
and only then.
Remember, I only drive a mile to work, though.
That's true.
Those freaking things are so good.
They are. We're eating Whoppers. So this is the Whoppers show. And last week was the hamburger show.
Who makes these? Hershey's? Yo, if anybody who has any sort of connection to Hershey's is listening, wants to send us like a truckload of these.
You're doing it all wrong. Why are you doing it that way?
What are you talking about?
You pour it out of the box wrong.
How am I supposed to do it?
Like that.
Really?
Yeah. You do it the other way, they go all over the fucking place.
Well, just
unlike what he did.
No different than you knew didn't know pizza math. I didn't know there was candy box etiquette.
Yeah, there you go.
There's definitely candy box etiquette.
I had no idea.
Yes.
Yeah, pizza math.
I'm relatively new to candy.
We gotta give a shout out to the guy that's got the pizza 5-6. I like that one.
Anyway. I just learned about this. You're gonna like this. This is called the Devil's Tree.
Oh, yeah. Been there too.
Why have you been? Really?
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Devil's Tree is located in Bernard's Township.
Really?
Says that according to one time farmer who killed his entire family and then went to the tree and hung himself.
Really?
And according to some, numerous suicides and murders occurred around the evil arbor. Supposedly anyone who tries to cut down the tree comes to an untimely end that is now cursed. I mean, it said that souls of those killed at that spot give the tree an unnatural warmth. Even in the dead of winter, no snow will fall around it.
Is it on private property?
Ooh.
Don't know.
We didn't pay attention to that.
That's what, sometimes they leave that out in weird New Jersey.
Well, most of it's private property.
Yeah, they tell you, and then you end up going there, and then it's private property. You can't even get to it.
Well, most of it's private property, well, not that I'm condoning breaking and entering or anything like that, but most of the stuff is private property, and if you choose to explore it, yeah.
Apparently, it's it's in a park. I'm gonna find out more information about this, but I didn't do enough research. But don't pee on the Devil's Tree. Apparently, you can't.
I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna
go there with who was it?
There is a
Emily and somebody.
There's a rock right next to the tree, and it is very warm. People call it the heat rock. And there's no.
There wasn't for people pissing on the rock.
That could be part of it.
That's why the tree's warm.
So it's in Bernard's Township. We gotta find it. We gotta find where out this is, man.
Cool.
It's not that far.
I've ridden through Bernard's.
It's not that far from here.
You want to say that again?
That's what he sounds like when he walks around his chaps.
And his GoPro on his hand.
Oh, man.
Giddy up.
All right, so that's where you should go.
Okay.
I'll look this up. I'll find out more information about this, and we'll make that part of our trip. Speaking of trips.
Trips.
We got, now that we're all riding dudes, now, Justin, you have to give us your schedule when you're off. That's not a very good evil laugh.
You're a funny guy.
No, in other words, his Sunday is spent with his girlfriend, so we don't matter.
It's not even so much that. I mean, that's part of it. I mean, obviously that's some of it, but my schedule is so freaking crazy, bro. We pick something, and I just have to find a way to pencil it in, that's all. I'm not even trying to seem like that. I mean, it's just like my schedule is so stupid because you know what the thing is? I overextend myself. I always do.
I know the.
I tell.
Are you the infamous like me double booker?
Oh yeah. Well, I've gotten better because now I'm making an effort to put things in my phone. because I used to just say yes to everything, and then a day would show up, and I'd have four people calling me, and I couldn't possibly do it all. So
you're right there.
I'm not sure what he's doing here.
All right.
He's practicing for your
Can you can I have some for now? Just put that back. Thank you, sir.
No, but
falafels?
Yeah. Oh, ooh, definitely falafel. Bring back falafels. That'd be so funny. If he just came in with falafels, like, who's falafels? Like we're in some Middle Eastern house.
What the hell is a falafel?
Oh, it's so good. It's like these chickpea balls, fava beans, whatever it is. They're like ground chickpea in ball. They're so good. I'm doing it terrible. I am not a chickpea or a falafel salesman, but I
have a feeling that
you,
I shouldn't ask you anything about anything that doesn't concern
motorcycles. Chickpeas and balls is what I got.
I'm going to tell you something.
The balls of chickpeas.
They're delicious. They make them into these little fried balls. And then they put them inside like a pita or a wrap.
Okay.
And they put in the sauce and the... Oh, God. They're delicious.
Okay. I believe you.
Mamoons, if you're in the city.
Mamoons?
Yeah, Mamoons. Get it? They're phenomenal.
I go into the city once a year to remind myself why I don't go into the city.
So next time you're there, go to Mamoons.
And where is Mamoons?
It's in the Village.
I'll never go in there.
The Village is actually not bad.
The Village has the music.
The Village is not like the city. The Village is actually a cool place.
Yeah.
It's not. It's nothing like being in, like, the heart of fucking Kill Yourself.
I guess unless if I have a specific reason,
you would actually probably love the Village. Truthfully,
I was in the Village once. I was in the Village once many years ago.
I like how there's like music for every kind of music you like.
Well, and there's great guitar shops.
Yeah, great guitar shops.
Like. Shit that you'll see only there. Yeah.
What was that? It's one specific street that is in the Village that I can't remember the name of the street. Bleecker Street. Mm-hmm. That's the only street I've ever been on in there, and I was only on it briefly for a very short time. But unless if I have a specific reason to go there, I will not go.
Well, now you have a specific reason.
Well, not really.
You
because.
Do.
Chris, that's why the bowl is there. That's why the bowl is there.
And just whoppers running out everywhere.
Not for the shells.
No, because like for example, every year I go to the IMS show, right?
Right.
And I won't if not for that, I don't
look
go.
And you look at different VIN numbers.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's the only reason I go there. You know. You give this. Wow. I was saying, so my Whoppers get ditched, and now it's all pistachios.
I'm still down for the Whoppers.
You are?
Yeah.
No, there's only like seven left.
Well, then save them. I don't want to take your last seven Whoppers.
No, it's okay. No,
it's fine. I don't need them anyway.
Yes, you do.
I'm a fat piece of shit.
See, and I'm not. Here. There's three left. Take them.
Well,
I'll use.
Thank you.
Yes? What are we doing? What are you talking about?
So, when you guys go on a ride, one of the topic tonight is, what is going on when you go on a ride? It's not responding. What do you have with you on any ride, or what should you have with you?
Like gear?
Well,
anything. Anything and everything. What do you have with you? What should you have with you?
I always have gloves, whether I'm wearing them or whether they're in my saddlebags.
What he said.
I always have a toolkit with me.
What he almost said.
I always, ironically, and this doesn't even have an impact on me now because I can't remember the last time I smoked a cigar, but I always have a cigar cutter with me.
Oh, nice.
Funny.
I always have, I have a tire plug kit, even though I can't use it on my own bike because I have tubes.
Right.
I have an extra long sleeve shirt in either saddlebag. So one for me and one for a passenger for a couple different reasons. One, if it gets cold, you can put it on. But I also use it, like the other night when I got stuck in the pouring rain, I used it to wipe down my seat so my seat was dry.
Nice.
So that I didn't have to go home with a wet ass.
Is a wet ass bad?
Ugh. I hate it.
I always keep a rag on my bike.
Yep. You can check oil with it. Yeah. All kinds of shit. I keep a bandana. I keep a kickstand puck.
Yep.
Bottle opener.
And when the warm weather comes.
Do you have the big Harley one?
What?
The one that Harley uses, the big brown one?
Kickstand puck? No.
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 What do you have, a Geico puck?
I don't even remember. I got it.
I have a bunch
somewhere.
Of those too.
I don't have any right now, actually.
You don't? What happened to yours?
Just took them all. I took everything in mine.
I have my own.
I mean, you can use. You have my gauntlet gloves.
You know what a lot of guys do is they crush a can.
A can, yeah. I was just going to say, you can find one anywhere.
I got one pair.
What kind are these? Salted and pepper? Holy shit, these are my new favorite.
These are insane, aren't they?
I shouldn't eat these. I really shouldn't.
Also.
Oh, snap.
Come on. This is like a fat kid's wet dream in here. There's Whoppers running around. There's pistachios. There's a bowl of popcorn.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Whopper pistachio popcorn episode.
No. This is the episode where Chris eventually puts nuts in his mouth.
All right, Tim, when you ride, what do you usually have on you?
Well, I'm a little weird because I always carry, I have a rolled up.
What?
I left that open for you.
What?
I have a rolled up.
Ball of condoms.
Newspaper?
A ball of condoms?
You've got a rolled up ball of condoms.
Newspaper. Rolled up newspaper?
Yes, it's slab dogs when they pass me. A rain suit.
Okay.
I keep that on me at all times.
That's what they're calling them now. Rain suits.
Right. We used to just call them condoms back in my day.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely got to keep a rag.
What do you have on your bike right now? What do you have in there now?
Well, I didn't put anything in there yet.
What?
I didn't put anything in there. What I did have on my old bike, I used to keep. I have a small portable electric pump.
Do you really?
Pumping up your tire.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One penis enlargement pump sold by.
Now, by what pump? By who? Who makes it?
No, it's Austin just something you use in your car, like a car pump.
Yeah.
It's only so big. But it's good enough to do what you need if you get caught. But that's for long rides. I would use that.
But in this case,
now that I have spoke rims, I can't use that so much because you'd have to find that way of plugging the tire. I mean, I always get plugged, kit like Justin was saying, but I can't do that with.
Yeah, you got to plug your tire.
Right. So,
hey, baby, ever had your tire plugged?
What about tube? You're not doing that.
Yeah, you can't do that now. Another thing I always keep for long trips, I would have a siphon hose. If I ever needed gas.
You don't like running out of gas, Tim?
Yeah, well, that's it. This is what Ted does. Ted empties his gas out before we take a long ride. Makes no sense. You're supposed to keep it full, aren't you?
I was full. Not my gas can.
Yo, these things are insane. These freaking pistachios.
Oh, shit.
Insane.
You guys, stop talking about pistachios and answer my questions.
Okay, what's your question?
I have no questions.
I asked you what you had under there.
I keep my soft lowers in my saddlebags, too. Always.
Really?
Always. Mm. I fold them up. I keep them in my saddlebags.
That's something I would like to get.
I got to get that.
Oh, and bungee cords.
Yeah, bungees are good. I want to get my cargo net back from Chris because I need that.
I got to find that for you.
You got three of them?
Dude, I haven't used a cargo net in, forever. I don't need them anymore. I used to use them on a Virago.
Why do you even have it now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Justin, on my bike, I have the battery attachment coming off the bike.
Battery tender lead?
But it's bigger than the normal lead.
He has two different sizes. He has a small one and a larger one.
A real large one. What does that mean?
You're going to have to show me.
I think the one is for heated gloves.
To show me.
Or heated jacket. Not sure. Maybe Prince, jacket. What do you have on your bike when you're riding?
Pretty much everything you guys are talking about.
Now, do you have it on your bike in your bags?
Yes. Just think about a woman's purse.
No.
Oh, we actually talked about this in a different episode, but you remember what else I have in my saddlebag?
Yep, you told me. You have the pasties.
Yep.
Do you still have them in your bag?
Hell yeah.
All right, I'm going to go. I'll throw it out there. Why do you still have them?
Why not?
Why take them out? You never know when I might need them.
Yeah.
Not me personally, but I'm saying.
Really?
Let me tell you something. If there comes a time that I need them, I'll gladly tell that story on the podcast.
I'll tell you what. There's this rally in upstate New York called the Harley Rendezvous.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? You know of it.
Yep. Yeah.
If you go to that, I guarantee you will be using them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a week-long festival in upstate New York.
You guys went there last year, a year before.
Three years ago, man.
Yeah, 3 years.
I keep threatening to go back. It's so close to the cabin. My God, it's an hour away from the cabin.
That was a three-hour ride, wasn't it?
From here, yes, three-hour ride.
A three-hour tour.
So, in my bike right now, at this very moment, this is what I have in my bike. No.
Gasoline.
I travel with an entire toolkit sufficient enough to do some pretty major work.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. I have plenty of rags. I have tie downs, all kinds of bungees. I have zip ties. I have a air gauge. I do not have an air pump. I want to go to Best Rest Products and get their cycle pump for them for my bike. I don't have one, but and I always travel with a quart of oil.
Oh yeah, that's what I have on my bike too.
And I also have, I usually travel with a spare pair of gloves, some do-rags, and a hat. Mm-hmm. But I never have any money. That's something we should always have on us.
One bag full of money?
If you have a bag full of money on your motorcycle, don't leave your bike unattended.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the things you should have on you at all times when you're riding... is identification, because so people know who the hell you are.
Hey,
and now, are you riding with your road ID?
No.
So we got your road ID, and you're not riding with your road ID.
I put it on every time I ride. Does Justin wear a road ID?
Doesn't have one.
Would you like to get one?
I don't wear shit.
You don't wear shit?
I would never wear it. I don't know. I don't like to feel. I don't wear rings.
So what you're saying is you don't like things on your arms, right?
I don't wear bracelets. I don't wear watches. I don't wear rings. I just don't. I've tried.
Yeah, I even stopped with the ring shit.
I've
tried. I used to wear
rings.
I don't wear them anymore.
I can't do it.
Now I'll wear them.
I would never.
I have a chain thing, and I'll wear.
If they made like a thing like a credit card size thing that went in a wallet, I'd put that in my wallet. But yeah, I don't ever wear anything.
They make them.
I have that.
Road ID makes a thing that you can actually attach to your shoe. For identification.
You mean like a toe tag?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to look at it that way, kind of. It actually attaches to your laces. The other thing you should always have on you is your cell phone, and mostly everybody usually
this
does.
When the wild animal takes your leg away from you.
Oh, yeah. The other thing that I have on it that I always carry with me is ibuprofen and aspirin. I always have those two in my bag. But that's the other thing you should have is like Tylenol, aspirin, some sort of first aid kit. I do have a miniature first aid kit that I have
that
in my bag. Well, I do have one. The other thing you should always have is some sort of tools, as you know. And my screen decides it wants to go blank. Oil. Like I said, I always carry some oil on with me. Napkins, paper towels, or rags. You want to keep that stuff with you?
Got them there.
And also, you should also have a Ziploc bag so that when you are done with that oily rag doing whatever you're doing, you can put it inside the Ziploc bag so that all the rest of your shit inside your bag doesn't get oily.
Or catch fire.
You want a matches or a lighter?
Always. I got matches.
On your bike or on you at some point. Tire pressure gauge. You should always have some snacks and water of some sort.
I try sometimes.
Well, you know what's good to get is like those energy bars, like Cliff Bars or Power Bars, because that's basically nuclear food. It's basically good forever. You just like throw it in a saddlebag and forget about it.
I just go to regular bars.
And if possible, a spare fuel container that'll carry at least a liter of fuel. I have the Primos metal. It looks like a giant thermos. Mm-hmm. It's a fuel container. Mm-hmm. I keep that on my bike also.
That's actually
how often
cool.
Do you take the old fuel out, or do you put Stabil in it?
Every time I'm going to go do a fill up, I take the fuel out of the can and I put it in the tank, and then I fill up that thing back up. So it's always cycled.
Cool.
Because you want to keep this stuff. You want to be it's preparation so that when you go out for it, regardless. I mean, if you're going out for a multi-day ride, you're probably going to be far more prepared than just this.
Right.
You know, money is important. You should have that on you. But who travels with money now anymore?
Nobody.
No. I rarely, if ever, have cash on me at any given moment.
That's
tough. You don't have it.
Because I don't have any.
But, you know, God forbid you're like out in the middle of nowhere and you have a breakdown.
Well, I also think that depending on the ride you're going to take, you're going to take different precautions.
Yeah, dictates what you're going to bring.
Kind of,
you
know, sort of.
I mean? Yeah.
I mean, do you have roadside assistance on your policy?
I do.
You do?
I don't know. I have friends.
Well, what does that roadside assistance, does it outline? What will it cover you for, do you know?
Oh.
Well, tow to where?
Well, if I'm out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Probably to the nearest gas station or some sort of facility, yeah. Well.
But you wouldn't go to a gas station, you go to Neil's Harley dealer, right?
You would hope, yeah. And that's what's good about Harley-Davidson. They have dealers everywhere.
Everywhere. Over 600.
You know, there are 7 in New Jersey.
Really? 7?
I thought there was 1. I thought it was just in Bergen.
There's 7.
One that counts.
I'm kidding. No, and actually, you know what? We're really lucky because we have good dealers here, too.
7?
Yeah.
Or 7. Ocean. Hannum's.
Williams.
Lebanon. That's 5, right?
Atlantic County.
Okay. Let's try again. Start again. Hannum's. Ocean County. Shoreline.
Bergen.
Bergen. Williams.
Lebanon.
Well, that's Williams.
Oh, that is one.
That's Garden State.
Garden State, of course.
And Atlantic County.
Atlantic County. And there's, the one I'm, sorry, there's more than that. Then
Barb's.
There's the, Barb's, correct. And then there's the one that is up near Route 80, up in
Tremonton.
Tremonton. 9. And there's one.
There's probably more that we don't
isn't
know.
There the other one? Isn't there, well, further north of you, isn't there another one? No?
Nope. Where our Hudson store is the next closest.
Okay, so I think I saw 9. There's 9 in the state, and I was wrong. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's discuss something. Probably the last thing we'll discuss, because we're too busy eating. Our spring ride, our 200th episode, our ride. Now, you guys have a preference of what you want to do? High Point, Cape May, I have Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania on here, or something like that.
I was thinking I would like to see the Harley
factory.
Factory, yeah.
York?
I think.
A long haul.
Don't you have to do that during the week, though?
Yeah. They don't have, as far as I know, they don't have weekend tours.
Really?
I don't think
they
so.
Don't. We can look out. Look that
maybe
up.
Maybe they'll do that for the motorcycle man.
Not likely.
If it was my vote, I'd say either PA or Cape May out of the options that you said so far.
Your two, his two or my two? Cape May or PA?
Well, see, the thing about the Cape May ride, that's a straight shot right down the parkway. Okay. Is that okay with you guys?
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be. Absolutely not. We can take all back roads.
Why is that a fucking problem?
It's not. It's not a problem.
We can go out.
Are you fucking so nasty?
Honestly, we can go out into PA and end up in Cape May.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
Monday through Friday.
8 to 4. Yeah. There you go. That's like a thing where if you have a vacation, you take the trip. Yeah.
Good to know.
All right, take the first week off in July and we'll go.
So if I want the tour, I'm going to have to take a few days off every week.
And you got to sign up and pay for that. So we'll talk about that further. So you think you want to do Cape May? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. I got the first time in my life was last summer that I got to go there.
But it was at night and you missed a lot.
Right. But I still enjoyed it.
And I've never been to the town of Cape May itself. And EJ, our listener EJ, said if we decide to do that, he'll take us around to some cool roads down there. Check out some cool stuff. Now, we've got the Race of Gentlemen's coming up again this year, right?
October.
In October.
Yep.
Well, we have to do our ride before then. So, Motorcycle Man episode 200 will be sometime either at the end of May or the beginning of June.
Okay.
Ugh.
It's going to be rough, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a terrible time for me.
Right. Well, we'll know.
No, you said you'll pencil it in, so start penciling.
I will.
Give him a pencil.
Well, we can. We'll know as we get closer. All right, this is 193. I have another interview coming up that'll make it 194, and then two other penciled in right now. I found them six. It might be the first week of June sometime. So what we can do is we'll plan something for then. I can postpone it and say, okay, we're not going to do this 200th episode until we do the ride. And
because I think I'm away.
Are you serious? Where are you going?
We'll figure it out.
So is that the vote? We're going to go Cape May? What do you think? You guys are on to that?
I guess whatever you guys say, I'm just a follower.
Here's what we can do. We can
I'll go anywhere we want to go. I was just I was thinking, I mean, there's a lot of really fucking cool shit out in PA, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
And I know we have a bunch of guys that ride in PA.
Yeah.
Well, we went up to the Silent Hill there. What was that called again? What's the name of the town?
Centralia. I wouldn't do that ride again. That ride was suck. That ride just totally blew.
That ride was suck.
It was suck.
It was the definition of suck.
It
was sucky, but it was the definition of suck, that whole ride. Because
now, the only part that sucked on that ride was that fucking when we hit that, when they were working
78,
on the
road. Right. 78
Jesus
sucked.
Christ. Got fucking pelted with like pebbles, like it was like being in a fucking.
You know what would
range
be really cool? Is right out to Lake Wallenpaupack.
Yeah.
That would be sweet because I know the roads going up that way are gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Really, really nice. Now, is that the kind of thing where you ride out there and you take your time, you take the back roads, you just chill and get up there? And
it depends
then
on how you want to do it. You could like take the highway just to get there and then on you take the roads back.
Well, I think more than likely, here's our destination. This is how we're going. You decide whatever way you want to get back.
Well, I would say if we're going to an area that has a lot of really nice riding,
just get there. Right.
Let's motor to get there.
In other words,
and then so you can really enjoy that.
Has to be in that area. Have a meeting point at a certain place there. Then that's where the ride starts.
Yeah, right. And then however and
that
get
would
there,
be better because
then get there as fast as you can.
Because let me tell you something: as the ride leader, it's a bitch to monitor everybody to make sure everybody's still with the group.
Well, here's the other thing: depending on, truthfully, depending on how big of a group it is, you might need to even split it.
Well, we've never had to do that. The most bikes we've ever had on one of our rides was 14.
Yeah, 14.
14.
Yeah, but if you get
that's a lot of bikes.
That is a lot of bikes.
That's like your cap. Because anything more than that, you're going to have to split it unless you're in an area that allows to have that many bikes without getting split.
Well, the thing is, we weren't going that fast because of the roads we were on.
They have laws against how many bikes you'd be in what he was just talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I kind of figured it would be something like that. But
you can't have too many because then you're going to catch it. What's that called? The parade line or whatever they call that?
Well, the other thing, too, is like if there's a light.
Yeah, everybody gets separated then. You know, and you're not going to be able to.
If somebody, if you have one ride leader and they get stuck at a light, either everybody runs the fucking light and that just jams up traffic. Or you have these people that have no fucking idea where the rest of the group is going, so you split up.
A couple times when we did the High Point ride, I just had to pull over and just wait for everybody to catch up.
Right, and then that sucks too.
Well, that's what you need a tail rider too.
I'm a tail gunner always.
But you gotta have the headset thing so you can communicate to him.
I don't. You just want me to talk.
Let me tell you something. I get your point, but to your point, I have been a part of a lot of major hundreds of people in a ride run, and we've done it without headsets.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's fine.
So it is pop.
You like? I feel you look like you're like a wrangler or like a sheepdog.
Well, so give it some thought. I mean, it's like if we do the Cape May thing, we can take the parkway down a little further south and then get off the road and take back roads.
That meme that I posted today about the Sportsters? Where you ride in a group and you lose all the Sportsters, and there's a picture of a guy from Lord of the Rings who says, "Find the halflings!"
You caught a lot of shit for that one, too.
Yeah, I know. It was funny. I thought that was hysterical.
Yeah, but if you guys wanted to do like I said, a Lake Wallenpaupack ride, that'd be pretty cool. Ride around through the Poconos up there, that'd be pretty neat.
I have this. If you text me to remember, I have this like rider map
Yeah.
That has all these different rides and loops, and it tells you how many it is, and it outlines it.
Yeah.
If you want to sit, I can bring that map, and we can look at it and say maybe we do this or that or whatever.
Sure.
That's the other
thing.
What about
where to ride?
Wheretoride.com is the thing to check out. And also on Rever. People usually post rides through on Rever also.
We'll have to post that ride.
Yes, absolutely. We'll do that. So once we have to, once we get it settled when we're going to do it, we'll post it up. And everybody can just, we'll pick a starting look.
You can help plan it because you've probably been out there a whole lot, right?
Instead of meeting in Garwood here that we always used to do, we're going to call the meeting spot where the ride is going to begin, and then you get there.
We might get more riders, too, from out.
We'll make it a lot more attainable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll get a lot more riders from maybe PA or other states.
Exactly. You know, this is what we're going to do.
We should try and do it in a more centralized location, too, so that it's attainable for more people.
Well, that's why we always started in Garwood, because we were getting people from New York who listened to us, people from South Jersey.
New York people can still meet us here.
They can.
It could be sexual.
Yeah.
Well, anybody who's coming from us meets us here, and then we go. Like, we'll have multiple
start points, yeah.
You have one by us, the one that we're actually starting from, and then if you're anybody else, go fuck yourself.
That's Chris's line.
Yeah. All right. We can do that. We got a new poll up on the Chrome poll page.
Ooh, a new poll, huh?
Maybe I should rephrase that.
What?
Before we get into that, the Motorcycle Podcasters Challenge begins on May 9th and goes through May 29th. Right now, at this moment, there are 6 teams signed up for the Podcasters Challenge. I will tell you right now who's involved.
For us or for everything? Or what motors? What?
The podcasts that are participating in 2019 Motorcycle Podcasters Challenge are Creative Riding, Girl on a Moto, Loud Pipes, The Motorcycle Man, and Throttled Podcast. There's only 5 podcasts involved right now.
I couldn't do it fast enough.
right now, as far as I know, it's the Motorcycle Man. It's me for the on-air talent, as they call it. And one other person.
No, I thought there was more than one. I saw a post where it had more than one person.
Was there? I only remember seeing one.
I saw one that had.
Did you? I didn't see.
Like 3 people signed up.
Now, Creative Riding, Girl on a Moto, and Throttled Podcast each have about 1,200 people riding for them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. So it's going to be. I think it's going to be another whitewash this year. But again, it's a little different this year. Instead of going for the highest score, you're going for the lowest score.
You just don't ride.
No, you have to. You have
street names, right?
Yeah, street names this year. And you have to get for the lowest score. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. You know, so we'll see. Anyway, so that's what's going on with that. Also, like I said, there is the Chrome poll page. Let's go to that right now. This is concerning colors. What color is your bike? And there's a whole shitload of options. There's what does color influence the purchase of your motorcycle? Would you say that did color influence your purchase at all?
No, it was more my finances that influenced
yeah.
If you remember last episode,
yeah, I know,
I'm
we
not
did
buying
that.
A black bike.
I don't want a black bike.
Shut up.
We did that.
Shut up,
yeah.
Bullies.
Now, for example, if your bike was...
I was reminded that today by EJ. EJ notified
me. No, he did?
I think it was
EJ. No, I would have got any Harley except lime green or fucking yellow.
Well, that's what I said. You know, it
actually,
does it matter?
I would have taken
anything. You'd take anything.
I would have taken any color.
And if you wanted to or to change the color of your bike or just... needed to make a change or wanted to make a change.
Yeah.
What options would you consider? Custom
My Little
paint,
Pony.
Hydrographics, custom vinyl wrap, factory paint, powder coating, or none of the above? If you had those options, what would you do?
Powder.
Powder coating is wild, man. That's pretty cool. What big rallies are you going to be attending to this year in 2019? And what do you prefer for the look of your bike? Chrome, blacked out, from the factory installed? Whatever is found on the floor at the dealer, don't really care.
Hold on, real quick. How was the BIC run?
I worked.
Oh, you did?
But I heard it was. I heard it went well.
Okay,
that's good. The ride for brain injured children.
Yeah, it's a good cause. Yeah. I missed it this year.
Yeah, I've missed it a bunch too. What long distance rides do you hope to do in 2019?
Wherever Tim goes.
Saddle Sore 1000, the Bun Burner 1500, Bun Burner Gold, Iron Butt Rally, Cross Country, multi-day trip. No plans for a big ride or other. So that's your options. I don't know if anybody's voted on this because these were just put on today. So let's look at the results for color. What color is your bike? Right now we only have two votes on multi-two-tone. Does the bike influence their purchase? The results are yes. A lot of people are saying yes.
Yeah, two people
said yes. And if you wanted to change your color of your bike, with some people, one person says custom paint, another person says hydrographics. What rallies are you attending? Results. Somebody, Americade. And long distance ride. Somebody's going to do a saddle sore. Somebody's going to do a bun burner. Somebody's going to do a cross country trip.
Wow.
And what do you prefer for the look of your ride?
Somebody's going to do the saddle sore?
Yeah.
Wow.
From the factory installed. So, yeah, those things are up there for you to vote on if you want. Oh, by the way, I was asked about Woody, what's going on with him. Now that my bike is working, I am going to be I'm in conversations with some people. Woody's going to start his round the country tour soon. So I am going to hand deliver Woody to a selected individual when that moment comes.
Why don't we do it at that ride?
Yeah. That would be pretty cool. That's a good idea. And we'll hand it off to somebody who's going to be going on a long-distance ride. So if you are going on a long-distance ride, cross-country, whatever.
Multiple people now.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be one person. It could be anybody.
Like one person takes it to another person.
That's the idea.
Another state. Just take it to another state. It doesn't have to be this state. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, yeah.
Every person takes it to another state. Right.
We want Woody to go around to America, else. Perhaps around through Canada, whatever.
And we want pictures. And all
we want
other
pictures.
Stuff.
So that's happening. So we're right now, Woody's getting prepared. He's getting all set.
And if you want to be involved, let us know, and we'll try to
absolutely
make that happen. For now,
you got to email us at motomnpc@gmail.com.
Everybody out there knows other people that ride, so try to get them interested too, and it'll be a nice, good community for all of us.
Yeah, that's just a great big social motorcycle experiment. And we've got that's what's going on with that. We got some events coming up, but we're not going to talk about that right now. So,
okay.
That's about it. That's where this podcast is gone.
That's because we blew our wad.
We did.
School bell is out.
We did the facial.
Is there anything?
And now we're doing a cleanup.
Oh, my God. See, now that went way too far. It just went way too far. Yeah.
Now it's time to play that music, Chris. On our way out.
Yeah. So, was there something else? Did you guys have anything you want to throw out there?
You're just dying over there.
No, I really just don't know if that was it. We went through everything, and
yes, we're done. It's time to say goodnight.
Justin, do you have anything you want to add? No, no. We've reached that. Not yet. You're too early. Justin, we're too early. Stop. We're too early.
It's my favorite part. We're just mashing the freaking button.
And that was a perfect finishing one.
All right. Well, boys and girls, thank you very much for listening to the Motorcycle Man Podcast, episode 193. And so we're going to say goodbye right now. I am Ted, your host, Wrong Way. And I'm here with Timbuk2.
Remember, people, ride like nobody sees you.
And, of course, with Chris the Joker. Chris, what do you have to say?
Go fuck yourself.
The GoPro no shake. I just have that in my brain now.
Okay, Drake. And, of course, Justin
Get
Shoes.
The fuck up.
And thank you very much for listening, boys and girls. And... it's now time for the closing ceremonies.
Release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken, boys and girls. Good night.
Oh,
It's a party!
Ride safe, everybody.
Trick or treat!
Ho, ho, ho!
I guess this means we're done.
Yep.